Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about names in various different ways in honor of J.J. Spawn winning the U.S. Open. Somebody else said, name Lenny, male or female. Nut jobs, they say, from the 832. From the 281, not a big fan of Gene. However you spell it. Although, always thought Juice was a good sports nickname, regardless of, you know, which, yeah. Fair. Yeah. If you get Juice, it's a good nickname. However, we were talking about a lot of nicknames in there, and somebody was like, how y'all going to talk about nicknames when you got your producer Figgy Fig right there with all love?
Well, it's unique. It's a good nickname.
I will say this, too. I did not make that nickname up. I didn't come up with that.
Who did, by the way? I've never
I believe that was...
So Fred Davis came up with Figgy Fig. Mm-hmm. He was calling me Figgy Fig.
Based on what?
Figueroa?
Yeah, okay. So my rap name was Jose Figueroa.
Okay.
And so this was in Cleveland before I moved down here. I was a rapper, mm-hmm. and people started calling me Fig for short, mm-hmm. which I was fine with.
Yeah.
But then these two guys started calling me Figgy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, nah, man, because that sounded too close to Fergie.
Oh.
And I was thinking about Fergie because, you know, when you say Fergie, you think about Fergie,
yeah.
and Figgy was too close.
Mm-hmm.
And then they knew I didn't like it. So what happens?
Of course.
Everybody start calling you that can't get rid of it. So I had to roll with it.
And then it just evolves. But that did remind me of the person that I do have a level of trigger. Mm-hmm. The person who tries to create their own nickname.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that one I will not abide by without all these other
names. Every nickname I had, I never create. The only one I did try to come up with, it stuck a little bit, but Jose Figueroa, I kind of came up with.
That was your stage name.
Yeah, and I kind of got that from an old drug dealer.
Okay.
So, those are the best ones, it seems.
Yeah, it was around that time, man. Yeah. People was calling themselves Frank Lucas and Bumpy Johnson and all
Luciano.
That stuff. Lucky Luciano. Yeah. It was so many different names I tried to fit in. Mm-hmm. Remember, I went with Machine Gun Kelly?
Machine Gun Kelly for a while?
Yeah, that.
And he stole
obviously,
your nickname?
Yeah, he stole it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He did. No, he did.
Did I tell you that story?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
so I had the name Machine Gun Kelly first.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my whole MySpace bio as, you know, Machine Gun Kelly and all that stuff. And then on MySpace, I ran into a white guy with the same name as me, which was Machine Gun Kelly.
So and he went out?
And he was from Cleveland. I'm like, man, this dude stole my name.
Bar for bar.
Yeah, so I ended up changing it because I'm like, the real Machine Gun Kelly was white.
Yeah.
So you were on his territory?
Okay. Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? It'd be kind of silly for me to walk around like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of infringing on other people's territory, Tyreek Hill, I mean, look, he has always been the speedster of speedsters in the NFL. Hell, that's why they call him the cheetah, right? And he demonstrated that over the weekend on Friday when he was at a track meet in California and he won the 100-meter dash 10-1-5. 10-1-5 is what Tyreek Hill put up. Tyreek Hill is 31 gosh darn years old.
10-1.
10-1-5.
That's like, I'm not, you know, that's world class.
Literally.
So you think he could get that dude to run for his money, the guy that been trying to set up this?
Noah Lyles?
Yeah.
I still think the answer is no.
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, hell, like, just to give you a level of reference, DK Metcalf, a speedster in his own right, right? He ran 100 in 2021. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly much younger than a 31-year-old Tyreek Hill. 10.37
Yeah.
Is what he put.
Yeah. 10.37 will win state or thereabouts in high school.
And, I don't know nowadays. These high schoolers are something else.
Or thereabouts, and certainly can get you a college scholarship. It is not world class. 10.1 is world class. That's those 0.2 of a second, that's a long distance. That's a lot of ground.
Yeah, but speaking of Noah's, right, and you mentioned like Noah Lyles, I think that this might start us up towards that place because Noah Lyles seems like a dude who's just wilding for respect in every different circumstance. You saw where he was asking, like, why do basketball players get signature shoes but track guys don't? And I was like, I could walk you through that one, dog. I really could. But Noah has run a personal best of 9.79. That's right, Fernando. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're still talking different lanes. Mm-hmm. However, Tyreek Hill, after the race, held up a sign saying, quote, Noah could never. So he's baiting the dude. He's trying to bait the dude in this space. Like, it feels like we're going to find a way to get this to happen at some point.
Not only could Noah, he has on multiple occasions. He really can. He could never? Yeah, he does that in workouts. He runs 10 ones in workouts.
Yeah, but I think that this is where it's still, I mean, we've had this conversation up and down. I think that I would love to see what a 60 looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 60 is the right distance.
That feels like it's right in that space where, you know, Noah's notoriously a bit of a slow starter. Mm-hmm. So maybe he doesn't get to his high-end speed as much and really use that. Because, I mean, look, he's just he has better high-end speed. But it gets a little intriguing in that mm-hmm. middle space. So maybe that particular stunt by one Tyreek Hill gets us closer to it.
We probably will see it.
I really do hope we do because mm-hmm. I mean I always enjoy the spectacle of, like, that's the purest form of competition.
Yeah,
is just foot race.
Yeah,
right. Me and you out front mm-hmm. running to the light pole. Yeah. Who's faster?
Right.
Purest form. And so I kind of want to see that mm-hmm. from these guys. All right, as we continue around the NFL. Travis Hunter he's just been really intriguing, and I know that that's probably of the guys outside of the Texans in the AFC South. That's number one and number two on guys that I'm most interested in seeing.
Probably, yeah.
Is that same?
Not even probably, for sure.
All right, so, you know, odds have been set for this, and when it comes to both offensive and defense rookie of the year, Travis Hunter has third best odds mm-hmm. for it. On offense, can you guess the players with better odds for rookie of the year offensively?
Genty.
Correct.
And Ward.
In that order.
Yeah.
Genty plus 250, Cam Ward plus 320.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, and of course, I lose it as soon as I view it. Who are the two ahead of him? Can you? This one would be a little bit tough.
Abdul Carter?
Abdul Carter is easy. That is the one up top. I'm interested if you'll get the second one.
I won't get the second one.
Jalen Walker, the linebacker.
Okay.
Plus 700.
Okay. And then Travis Hunter.
Yeah, and Travis Hunter is tied with Mykel Williams, the defensive end that got drafted to San Francisco mm-hmm. at a plus 1,000. But how possible do you think it is that he actually wins either of these? And I think the real fun thing is, what is the likelihood he actually gets to a place? Because, I mean, if he wins both of these, we're talking about a phenomenal season from him.
Yeah.
And one that is notable for the Texans, obviously, because you have to see him twice.
Yeah, I think it's very probable it's probable he'll win one of them. My question is, I can't decide which one.
That's a good question. That's where I wanted to go.
He's going to win one of them. I just can't tell you which one.
So you feel confident he wins one of them?
Well, I feel the probability is there.
Okay.
Yeah, that he could win. Because he's that good. I mean, he's that good.
It's interesting because I feel like the defensive side is the part where I'm more skeptical of him, even though that's probably the side that he's a better NFL player, especially technique-wise, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the size is just going to be such mm-hmm. Such a tough thing for him, and I think that's where he's going to get – well, maybe – I don't know if that gets where he gets a majority of stuff, but he's also going to have to face off against some really tough, you know, wide receivers mm-hmm. in this league. And that's before I even go, like, we can go line for line on their schedule and actually mock up who the wide receivers and who the guys are that will be challenging him. But you got to imagine, even if a team looks up at the Jaguars and goes, we think that he's really good – because of the amount of burn mm-hmm. that he gets, he's got to be a guy that you go, We're not throwing at him, right? Yeah. Like, and you might actually target him just on the idea of let's see how his legs are holding up.
But see, here's the other thing. I think his rookie of the year case on either side of the ball, or maybe both sides of the ball, is going to be somewhat given extra credit because he's playing the other side of the ball. Like if he's good at DB and good at wide receiver, he's going to be considered great in one or the other, wherever he plays better. You know, because people are like, that dude plays both sides of the ball and he has 800 yards receiving. You know, that
so kind of a Ohtani type thing.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to get extra credit, so to speak.
Maybe so, mm-hmm. maybe so. And I actually, it's probably fair to assume that's the case. I'm very intrigued to see like where he gets here. But third best odds on both sides. I imagine if you parlay those together, you get a little bit interesting look. Mm-hmm. It'd be tough. It'd be tough for that to happen. And both. What kind of season would it have to be? I mean, first and foremost, he would have to not get healthy. Not get hurt.
Yeah.
Which that also already feels like a tough circumstance, asking mm-hmm. him to do all that. But then to play at that level on both sides, mm-hmm. especially offensively, will be the interesting one as a dude who still lacks a certain level of polish.
Yeah.
And that works in college, especially Big 12 level. I don't know how well that works in the NFL when dudes on the other side already have ticks and tricks of the trade over you, and you're trying to now do that with just kind of pure raw athleticism.
The one thing that I think he's got going for him on the offensive side, whether it's polish or not, is his ability to catch the ball in traffic.
Oh, dude, his radius is
like
great.
Like it's unbelievable. Some of the I can't remember the game, but a couple of games they were on national TV. There was one where he was just catching the ball where there was no way he should have. And so whether he's polished or not, that's not going anywhere. He's still going to be able to have the ball skills.
Yeah. So that'll be something to watch this season as well. Real quick. Before we go, a Cincinnati Bengals update as they continue in their space where they're trying to figure out what their defensive line looks like, because mm-hmm. both the veteran defensive lineman and the rookie defensive lineman are in very funny spaces. So the positive here, it seems like the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson are finding a level of, I don't know, conversation.
They're talking again.
They are talking in a positive way because it seemed like they had both walked away from the table.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like there's a positive term there. They're having some conversations. They resumed talks yesterday, according to Jeremy Fowler. It just feels like this is going to be one of those things where the Bengals have to acquiesce and get him to his number.
It does, and I also feel that when they do that, they're going to have to do the same very quickly with Shamar Stewart as well, because it seems very clear, at least based on what Stewart has said and some of the interviews and such, that it's almost like a technical thing that's holding it up.
If
they sign Hendrickson, they're going to have to do this.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It feels like the Bengals are trying to do a thing where they put in a clause within the contract that allows them to kind of get away from guaranteed years mm-hmm. within the contract. And it's one of those things where I don't blame Shamar Stewart, and this is almost like a PA level thing
mm-hmm.
where it's like, you don't want to be the first one to allow these level of, I'll call it, shenanigans
mm-hmm.
into the hands of NFL owners, especially when you're talking about a first round pick. It's interesting though, because I mean, that is a dude where you start talking about like, hey, there's still a level of prove it necessary for him. However, that's something you should consider before you drafted him in the first round,
yes.
as opposed to making this a secondary concern that you're trying to put on the contractual negotiations. I feel like the Bengals are very much in the wrong here Shamar Stewart.
They absolutely are in the wrong in my view as well.
But the thing about it is, because they're fighting so hard on this particular clause, maybe they just felt like they were going to bully Shamar Stewart into submission, and probably that's where I imagine that might have been the most logical thing, because ultimately both sides are losing out here. Shamar mm-hmm. Stewart as a rookie really should be benefiting from mm-hmm. all of these camps and mini camp type yeah. things, because it's going to be super necessary for you to jump in and understand what's happening. The rookie year is already, like, jumping to the NFL is already a big enough learning curve
mm-hmm.
that it's not going to be helped if you don't have nearly as much of the smoothing that happens with learning what the system
sure.
is and getting a better understanding and grasp of what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe you talk about, you know, rush end being a little bit easier because you can maybe simplify this down to see ball, get ball.
Yeah.
But still, the league is so damn complicated, both on offense and defense at this point. The less time that you have to prepare for your very first time seeing this, the more it's going to feel like you were dropped on a NASCAR track.
But at the same time, you know, the argument against what the Bengals are trying to do is literally the entire NFL is leaning more toward those types of guarantees. And they're saying no. So it's another horrible look for the Bengals.
And what's funny is,
yeah,
it would be one thing if it was like our second round pick, because that's one of the things we're talking about. Jaden Higgins obviously becomes the first one to get that fully guaranteed. This is kind of what it's been for the first round since when they changed it after the Sam Bradford ruined it for everybody. It was like, all right, we got to cut this out. We can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
But like, they made sure that these things were guaranteed for the first round, and now they're trying to fight this in a way that does not make sense. So the Bengals, in a way, having a good and bad still time of trying to negotiate with their defensive ends. Neither of them done quite yet there. But there you go. Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it was a weekend of NBA activity, and I'm not talking NBA finals. There was a lot of activity, including your Rockets. Let's talk about the signing and the information on a potential acquisition that came up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so this is probably not the way to do radio. However, a question of the day was about, you know, names and the ones that trigger you and the ones that tell you all you need to know about something. Mm-hmm. Shout out to T. Mill in constant correspondence with the program saying that Chipper Jones, ain't no Chipper around there. He said that he called that man Larry. Larry Jones.
And show.
Yeah.
Self-proclaimed show.
Ron, the show.
I'll give him a little grace here because I think that's more like a stage name, like yours, Figgy.
You know?
Nevertheless, he gave it to himself.
That's funny.
He gave it to himself.
All right, let's get into this because the NBA was active this weekend. A lot of movings and shakings, including with the Rockets. And I think I'll start with the one that actually is proven to be important. That's a Steven Adams returns. He signs a 3-year, $39 million contract and to remain with the Rockets. And I know that probably sounds like, okay, fine. That's what you're supposed to do. I was not sold on the idea that this would get done for the Rockets.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed that this actually got done because he was super important to you, but also because there's a number of teams who need centers right now. Lakers are one of them that I think of off top of my head. I imagine that the Phoenix Suns are one of those teams, interestingly enough, that needs a center to try and help balance what they're doing. And there's a few others that you could probably think of. And I thought, man, you get to free agency, and I think these teams are going to be really, really, you know, excited to look at a guy like Steven Adams, who made it on the other side of a pretty rough injury, and was still productive offensively, defensively, and go, hey, that's a guy that we could fit in. And then obviously just a great dude, great person. Seems like this is probably a big win because not only did you re-sign him, you didn't re-sign him on an exorbitant deal. $13 million a year is pretty good for what Steven Adams is as a player. But you also like get to keep that dude in your culture. And I imagine this is a big win for your culture and what Ime Udoka and what this organization feels like for a guy like Steven Adams.
Yeah, I had several thoughts on this that just sort of raced through my mind when I saw it. First, the first thought was, cool. I love that guy.
Is there anybody that doesn't love that guy?
I just love that guy.
Like as a dude.
Yeah, just as a player, as a dude, as a presence. His name came up over the weekend just talking, you know, whatever, talking sports with somebody, and they were saying, he just looks so strong. I said, he is.
He is.
He is.
And you know what the thing that looks the strongest from my perspective? The screens that he looks like he set screens that hurt.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Like, I feel like I could run into a wall and it would feel better than running into a Steven Adams screen.
Yes, I think I agree. But then another couple of thoughts that I want to bounce off of you guys. The first one is, you know, kind of a wow. It's amazing that 3.6 points a game will get you $39 million.
But that's the thing is, he not getting paid off of points per game.
Exactly.
He's getting paid off of rebounding.
But, you know, you look at numbers and you're like, that dude's averaging 3.6 a game. Mm-hmm. $39 million. It shows you everything else that he does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think those things matter. And it's, again, a point in that not everybody's judged off of the same metrics and the same scales. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's incredibly valuable to what you do. What this also does is it continues to keep you in a place where you you have the that connective tissue to what you did last year and some of the things that were really successful. One of the things that helped you go on the run that you did was discovering defensively the double big lineup. That remains.
And offensively.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. That remains in tow for you into the season.
And that leads to the third thought that I had. This is maybe not a direct, but it's certainly an indicator. I mean, forget Giannis.
You think that this takes Giannis entirely?
Forget Giannis.
Although Giannis, it feels like he's not on the table because, yeah. I mean, yeah. after...
I think forget him.
After those early kind of, you know, reports that Giannis would be maybe interested in opening to the idea of thinking about it, it's all gone in the opposite direction where all the reporting recently has been the Milwaukee Bucks have no interest in trading him until Giannis says that he wants to be traded.
Yeah.
And we have not gotten anywhere near that point. And he doesn't seem like the dude who really wants to be that guy who says it out loud. Mm-hmm. And so it's starting to look like if Giannis was to move, maybe that's like a trade deadline thing where they give it a shot and see how it's going. And maybe, and again, this still doesn't fit Giannis's MO because he'll let it be known that he wants the team to be better, but he does not seem like the guy that wants to be the face of I asked out.
Yeah.
Almost like Dame Lillard, who is now his teammate, right? In Portland for so long, never wanted to be the run from the grind guy. Mm-hmm. Feels like he's, I don't want to be run from the grind guy, which can operate to your detriment to some degree, but that's neither here nor there. Ultimately, is he going to move? And it feels like I'm with you. It would be an absolute no this offseason and maybe like a possible at the trade deadline.
Yeah. No, I that's what it told me. And almost by extension, it leads to the other part of this conversation. I think it shifts the focus to Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Kevin Durant was absolutely a focus this weekend as we got more reporting on him. Some of the reporting being that his preferences are as follows. Mm-hmm. The two Texas teams and the San Antonio Spurs and the Rockets and then also the Miami Heat. Those are the places where he would be willing to sign an extension because remember, this is he's an expiring contract. He's heading into the final year of this deal at that $54 million number, and he'd be eligible for an extension that I think is like 2 years, 110, 115 in that range, which is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So I think those are the things that the teams that are looking to acquire him would have to consider. Like, Are you trading whatever you trade for an expiring contract, or are you trading that knowing that, hey, we're going to get him in, we're going to extend him, and we're going to commit probably another $50, $60 million for the next few years to him as well? How do you feel about that at this moment?
Look, I think the entire league, Eastern Conference as well, based on the other big trade that occurred over the weekend, I think the entire league realizes we can win this thing. Like you know, Oklahoma City, yes, young, great future. They're going to be around for a while. But really, outside of the Thunder, like, it's a wide open opportunity to win a championship. Like, not just get there, but to win in the Eastern Conference as well. And so I think I'm good with it, and I think that the Rockets are realizing, Rockets, Spurs, and Heat, but Rockets are realizing if we get this, we can win this. We can win it. It's not just like, I mean, they were number two in the conference as it is, and you get Durant. I think this is a good year to be Kevin Durant. It's a good year to be Kevin Durant.
It is.
Not that there was a bad one ever in the last few years.
Yeah, so it feels like the Spurs have kind of, the reporting is kind of nebulous on what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But Michael Scotto, Hoops Hype, is kind of laying something out earlier today talking about the idea that Ime Udoka's fondness for Durant is profound, but the question is where does Rafael Stone mm-hmm. fall on this? Which I think is an interesting subsection to talk about. But he talks about how a potential trade with the Suns for Durant, Houston could include Jalen, and we know that his money would matter a good mm-hmm. amount. But the Suns have already looked at the idea of if they were to do a trade, where they would find to send Jalen mm-hmm. Green,
yeah.
which seems to indicate like this is being really closely considered by the Suns. Now they would want Amen. That's not a go. They would want Alperen. That's not a go. And that feels like that was just never going to happen. But I think between Jabari Smith Jr. and Tari Eason, that's the interesting portion of this, that one of those guys would likely be necessary. And I think it'd be necessary even just to make the money work, one of those guys. If you had to part with one of those guys, which one do you feel like you'd be willing to? Which one do you feel like you'd not be willing to between Jabari and Tari?
Well, I mean, I would be more willing to part with Tari, I believe. But I feel like
really,
yeah. I think Jabari can fit really well with what they're trying to do here. But at the same time, don't you think that Jabari is probably valued a little higher?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I could definitely see that because, I mean, the shooting is there mm-hmm. as well. I think the versatility of his help defense, I'm really mm-hmm. intrigued by that. And the ways in which he's gotten on the perimeter defended pretty well. Now, I indelibly still have the image of him on the perimeter against the Warriors having a little bit of trouble, but that was a very particular matchup mm-hmm. issue that I think was there rather than an inability by him. I really love the versatility that he has, and it feels like last year you started seeing a level of jump up in his game. That it feels like there's more opportunity to expand on and examine. The question I do have, though, is
how about you, though?
If you are bringing in Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. does that not feel like the place where there's possibly
a double up?
Yeah, where he might be losing some ground because of that particular profile of a long, tall guy who might be playing mm-hmm. a little bit more of the four kind of three, and you have all these bigs intel, like, would he lose a little bit of opportunity here because of that is a question I have.
I actually don't think so. I mean, hell, you know, Durant can play wherever you want him to play. I mean, he can be a two. He can be, you know, any number of things. So, I mean, you can go real big. You can go real big on some of these in some of these matchups, particular matchups in particular. But, no, I think it may be a little bit, but not as much as you might think. You know, the old double up. I really don't think so.
I think that I would probably go Tari as well because it feels like he is – I mean, there is a level of, I guess – him and Amen are similar, and Amen is obviously a much greater prospect in that space. But I don't know that I love giving up either of those, but you kind of would have to in one of those spaces. Somebody said trading Jalen to the Suns and then they get him and getting him back would be hilarious. Or I don't think that's how that I don't think that's how that would work by any means. But yeah, that's what's seemingly happening with Kevin Durant, where a lot of people, you know, at least that would be more informed or in this space, are starting to lean towards the idea that Kevin Durant is a rocket. And I'm super intrigued by that because one of the big things that he would seem to provide is an opportunity to know where you go in big time moments with trying to get a singular bucket.
And that's the reason you're bringing him in. That's the reason and how this all started. You know, the Rockets are in a place where they say, we can win this. What do we need? Oh, that's what we need right there.
All right. From the 832, don't y'all think Durant is too expensive? Everything we give up, have to give up, and he's older. What if he gets hurt? I mean, the risk of injury is there. The thing that gives me a level of solace is the last couple of seasons, he played 75 and 62 games, respectively. And if you are anywhere around that NBA threshold of 65 games for awards, I feel comfortable that you've had a level of impact. And then on top of it, if you're there and then available for the playoffs is the ultimate, is the additional
that's the main
caveat.
Thing.
And I think that those things are there. Like, you can, your defensive identity, I think you can still maintain. I think that you'll be able to, you know, start. Hopefully, you'll still be working towards a better offense with more shooting, with Reed Shepard more involved, and then obviously Fred still kind of running your show to where you have whatever offense that you had prior. Which, I mean, even if though it wasn't a lot, but then you can kind of do the thing that the Golden State Warriors did in what was that? What 17, where they were like, "Hey, this is our normal offense," and then sometimes we just go, "Hey, Kevin, you want to do your offensive thing?" And I'm okay if that's if
yes,
it's just
that's what they need.
If it's just the idea, of, hey, we add on this side offense of sometimes we just go isolation and he goes and does things because that's better than sometimes Jalen Green just goes isolation and does things. And I think that that gets you a lot closer to where you're trying to go than where you have been. So yeah, that's kind of what's happening out there when it comes to the updates, but. Alperen Şengün has his running mate and Steven Adams, the Twin Towers. That'll continue for another year. Actually, for another three. Did you feel at all that was too long? Because I know somebody on the text line was expressing the idea of that.
You know what? That didn't even occur to me.
In addition to the idea of maybe like Fred, right? If he's not come back on that 45, if they opt out and they sign him to what I think has been speculated by Bobby Marks, a 3-for-90, like something where it's like 30 years but a longer deal. I think that's the cost of doing business.
That didn't really occur to me. And I know he's got the injury history and all that, but the way they use him and the way he plays, I think that's about right. 3 years. Is that too long for you?
I mean, it wouldn't be optimal, but I think you do that understanding that, hey, man, you have to take your lump somewhere.
It's
like
price of doing business.
You give up a little bit, and you hope that you figure out what the numbers look like on the back end. You get the benefit of the good time on the front end, and you make your negotiations on the back end. Also, it's worth noting, 3 years is an interesting time period because what that does is that falls off right about the time when an Amen Thompson extension kicks in, and that's when max money is coming in because that's going to be a max, dude. It feels like that's where you're headed. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get into what's popping here on a Monday, including the Big Eater is back, and then also bigger walk-off on the weekend. We'll talk about all that next. All right, let's get into what's popping on a Monday in the loop on Sports Radio 610. It feels like we should start with the easy one. Huge sweep.
Yeah,
Astros
man.
Get a sweep of the Minnesota Twins, finishing out their homestand, a quick little homestand, 6 games. 5 wins in those 6 games, including, actually, you can just go back to the way that the Astros are kicking it right now. 16 wins in the last 22 games?
That is amazing. Truly amazing from where they're, when you consider what has gone on, injury-wise, if nothing else.
No Yordan.
Yeah. They lose Isak Paredes in the course of that. They lose Zach DiCenzo in the course of that. Who else did they lose in the course of that? I feel like they lost somebody else.
But well, before that, Eric Geddy, but still not having him.
I mean,
him.
You got some pitchers we probably never really heard of until now.
Yeah. That's the thing.
And speaking of, I mean, Brandon Walter, one of those who had a fantastic outing yesterday, only giving up a single solo blast in his, what was it, six innings of work. And he did not get the decision, but ultimately he kept them in that game by pitching very well. And then you had one of the people who had a fantastic day, Mauricio Dubon, having a nice walk-off moment a day after Cam Smith had his first ever walk-off victory.
The real Cam Smith.
The real. That's the right. Way, my bad. I forgot his accolade. The real.
He Cam actually Smith. Did.
Oh, he didn't make the cut. Oh, man.
Who was shocked? So
just, salute the camera.
All right. So this is also what's popping. I'll give you a quick other what's popping here. Cameron Smith, the Australian golfer, missed the cut at the U.S. Open Friday. Eight over. Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair to him, that was the cut line. Eight over
was not a slouch round if you look at the entirety.
I mean, if you ain't make the cut, that's a slouch round. I do not care.
I don't know,
I don't care. I don't care.
I don't know, man.
Did he play four rounds?
Four over got you in the top 10.
Did he play four rounds?
No, he didn't.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He ain't got no walk-off hit either.
He was not there at the end of the game.
Yeah.
You know, Cam Smith was with a nice dribbler right through seeing eye single that wins the game on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then you get Mauricio Dubon with a big swing to ultimately get a victory. What was the bigger walk-off moment for you? Was it Cam Smith getting his first one, or was it Mauricio Dubon doing it on his very first Father's Day, doing it for Luciano?
The Cam Smith one gained, because it was, you mentioned, it was kind of a dribbler drawn in the center of the infield and all that. So just good contact was going to bring in the run. But what kind of changes the dynamic a little bit, it was his first one ever. So you felt good about that. All that said, I'm still going to say Dubon. You know, given the what it did for the series, wrapping it up, sweeping Twins, a really good Twins team, man.
I mean, how good can it possibly be? Well, they got swept.
Yeah, they're pretty dang good.
aren't
they in second place in their division? I think
sounds like not first to me.
That's right.
Sounds like not first to me. I mean, I don't understand that. Over here, we lead in our division.
We're talking about first place.
I mean, it's first place by a little bit of a gap too.
If you lead first, you're what?
Top two, not two.
Yeah,
that's right. 4.5 game lead on the Mariners, mind you. And the run differential started to look kind of nice, plus 39 for the Astros as well. And like I mentioned, 5-game win streak before they head out on the road. And I guess taking this to the larger context of what the AL looks like, they're third best record in the AL with that 11 games over 500 record of 41-30. Like this is just a very, very fun place that the Astros are existing in, mind you, and of course I do want to point to this, this time, or through, by June 15th, which was yesterday, right? 41-30, obviously, is where the Astros are this year. Last year, they were 32-39.
Yeah.
And 3 years ago, in 2022, anything happened that year? they were 39-24 at this juncture.
Yeah.
Where they were, obviously, 15 games over 500 at that point. But, like, they're doing this with all of the injuries, with, you know, three-fifths of what their starting rotation was for the start of the season is, you know, on the IL. They have a number of guys, a number of their big hitters, guys that you came into the season thinking that they were going to be the big swingers. They are either on the IL or not going right now, and Yordan and Isak Paredes and all that. And they are still finding ways to get victory with timely hitting and fantastic pitching.
It's truly amazing, and you have to. We talked about it a little bit earlier. You have to just give credit to like the Astros and how they are and how they continue to do this. Let me ask you this, Figgy: are they the boogeyman again?
Yet? I just think the name on the front of the jersey, man, I think it scares everybody, especially when they start winning. Like I said, this is kind of like you thought they was dead earlier this season. You see him on the ground, you look out the window like, yes, he's dead. And you go back and look out the window again, and they gone.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, he wasn't dead.
Can I quote Kobe Bryant here? Mm-hmm. I think they're a different animal but the same beast.
Yeah,
if that makes sense, right? Yeah, like they went from being Freddy to Jason or what have you, right? Like they just, or actually, maybe it goes the other way. Maybe they went from Jason to being Freddy, right? Like from straight out like gore and to maybe just a little bit more of a psychological horror or menace. Because this is a different type of doing it. Like they're not just going to bomb the mess out of you. Even though like pitching has always been a mixture and a staple of a good Astros team, as we've seen over the last decade or so. This is a team that, hey, man, we're going to keep it close. We're going to have timely hitting. We're going to get on the base paths, but we are also going to pitch the living you-know-what out of the baseball and make it really tough for you. And we're going to get ourselves into instances where we win by a couple of runs or we win in walk-off fashion, but we're going to get those victories.
And yesterday was the perfect example. They're down 1-0. Fast game, by the way.
God bless.
They were really moving it right along. And you go to the ninth inning, and they're not even getting really good contact on the ball. But you go to the ninth inning, you're like, I think they got a chance. And sure enough, you know, scratch out the one run, win it in 10. It's truly amazing. And you mentioned it earlier. They're within shot of the best team in baseball. They're just they're in third place right now in the American League. And within earshot.
Yeah, for sure. And only a game and a half back of the Yankees, mm-hmm. as the 713 mentioned. Aaron Judge damn near hitting 400.
Yeah.
All that just to stave off the Astros. Huh, dog?
Yeah.
All
right. That's what it takes.
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
It's a walking mash unit just mm-hmm. walking you down consistently. It really is. They really are a horror villain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're the horror villain that's limping, walking at normal pace while you're running, and somehow you're not gaining any ground.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's just like Michael Myers mm-hmm. walking behind you. You think you gone? He's still right there, man, just walking at regular speed.
Yeah.
All right. What is this particular three-game set? Because obviously they're back on the road, this time in Sacramento versus the Athletics at Sutter Health Park. And the reason why I mentioned the name of the park in particular is AAA Ballpark. But we've seen it play really, really weird. Like, balls fly out of the park there. I think it literally is the second best park factor when it comes to, like, obviously what it does.
Park factor.
Yeah, man. Just to give you an idea of some parks play a little bit more pitcher. Some parks play a little more hitter. And park factor is, you know, the actual statistic that they've used to kind of try and compute that.
Mm.
It's second only to Coors Field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like. Mm-hmm. Who does that benefit more, the Astros offense or the Astros, or is that more of a detriment to the Astros pitching?
I think Astros offense simply because of the way that, first of all, the way they've been pitching, and I know ball flying out will make it harder, but bullpen and closer, you know, being able to close out a close game and maybe win. I mean, Hader's stacking up wins. Much less closes. Close, you know, saves.
There it is. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. All right, some other things that are popping. Alex Bregman got somebody fired.
Yeah.
I mean, not directly, but roundabout. Like, Alex Bregman signing with the Red Sox was the chain reaction that had the Boston Red Sox doing that thing that they do where they go, hey, here's this young, really, really good, talented player. Let's send him somewhere else.
Yeah.
Rafael Devers sent to the San Francisco Giants for a number of players that came back, including Kyle Hamilton, who they sent down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or is it Kyle Hendricks, rather?
Yeah.
That they sent down to AAA
mm-hmm.
as soon as they acquired him. He was about to start for the Giants.
Yeah.
They had to scratch him before a Sunday night baseball. And then he is traded, and he is immediately sent to AAA.
Sucks.
That really sucks.
Man.
That really sucks. There's no scenario in which you can say this was a good trade for this year for the Red Sox. None.
Now, Rafael Devers had gotten over the last couple of weeks. The bat had looked a little dicey, but if you're not familiar with the circumstance, Alex Bregman signs pretty late into the offseason. He's a third baseman, clearly. Rafael Devers was previously playing third base, and they're like, hey, dog, you're now a DH.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to do that. He eventually begrudgingly takes that space. And, I mean, since then, there's been a number of things that has indicated that maybe they were not on the same page. Actually, can you give me this audio, though? Because I think that this is really funny. Maybe you could have been persuaded that things were getting a little bit better. This was 2 hours before the trade deadline. Rafael Devers talking to the media through an interpreter. Oh, did we not get this audio? My bad. He seemed to be all believing that he was asked. I'll summarize the audio. He was asked, you know, does it feel like you guys are starting to hit your stride, starting to play the baseball that you want to play? And he was like, yeah, basically. Right. Basically, yeah. We feel like we're getting to that space.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours later, you are
gone.
San Francisco Giant. So, yeah, man.
He's going to crush it in San Francisco, too. Have you seen some of the metrics?
I actually haven't.
Yeah, like where his balls this year. Now I'm channeling Reggie again.
Is he going to put them all in McCovey Cove? Ooh, is that what's about to happen?
Maybe. It was like at least, I think it was like five more.
Home runs.
Would have been there.
If he had been in that ballpark as opposed to.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. But, yeah, this is a clear step back. Obviously, they have some younger guys, and I think that the Red Sox, and this is something I wanted to get to. Thank you for bringing me back here. Like, the Red Sox are one of those teams that you had previously looked at as, I mean, they were 6.5 back of of the Yankees in the AL East. But, I mean, you look at the wild card race, and they're half
game
back.
They're right there. Yeah, they're right there.
And this, as you mentioned, like, this can't help them in that regard. Mm-hmm. Maybe as they get close to the trade deadline, they actually make some moves. But that's a big-time player that is not 30 yet that they sent away mm-hmm. because of, I don't know,
I think he's politics. 27 or 28.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right? Like, because of politics, like, this just can't be the way that you operate your organization.
No. No, they Red Sox fans have to be just furious with this.
Because, again, this is another time. The Mookie Betts is somewhat similar. And, yes, that was a contractual situation. Mm. But, hell, ain't no salary cap.
How does Bregman feel?
I don't. That's a good question. Yeah, I actually don't know. Of course, I made that man's name wrong multiple times. Kyle Harrison is the man. Goodness gracious. But, yeah, man, like, I don't know. How do you think Alex Bregman feels? Because I don't think that he wanted to cause no trouble.
Right. And he's but on the other hand, he's you know, not that he wasn't going to be, but he's safely away from the drama of, you know, third base and DH and all that. But the team's not as good.
That's also true. Yeah. I mean,
fans are pissed.
And fans are pissed.
He wanted to go there for his money, which I think he did get to some degree, but he also wanted to win. And I think that Red Sox team is in a weird place where it'll be interesting to watch them over the next week or two to see what the team plays like. Because, again, the next month is going to be lead us right up into the trade deadline and what happens at the trade deadline.
Trade for Bregman.
Hell, he might be a free agent.
Where does Bregman play on this roster? Because it ain't third base.
Yeah, no.
You're not unseating Isak Paredes.
Go right into the same situation.
Yep. It'd be Red
No! He comes back
the
in
Boston the Boston Astros.
They're like, hey, Isak, you got a DH, dog.
Isak, you're DH now, buddy.
Then send them to the Giants.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And I'll just throw this in on the back end. Apparently, Joey Chestnut is back. So, looking forward to the 4th of July in a few weeks. You will, assuming that you enjoy watching people eat things really fast, see Joey Chestnut in the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest. Excited? Yes?
Yes.
I see it all over your faces.
Absolutely.
I know Figgy can't wait.
Yeah.
All right.
Legend.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's circle back to more from Nico Collins, who was talking last week on the Greenlight podcast. And he has some interesting things to say about the defense and more particularly the quarterback of the team, CJ Stroud. Let's get into it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.